Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 51 degrees in Atlantic, looking forward to be mostly sunny and breezy today with a high near 69. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, thousands of people in and around Des Moines remain without power following powerful thunderstorms in the area. Des Moines television station KCCI said nearly 10,000 Mid-American Energy customers remained without power early this morning, mainly in Des Moines, Ankeny, West Des Moines, Johnston, Waukee, and Urbandale. At one point, more than 38,000 customers of the energy company were without power, most of whom were in the Des Moines metro area. Mid-American officials say they expect to have power restored to everyone by tonight. Several schools are reported to be closed or delayed in that area due to power outages, and numerous trees and power lines are down throughout the area as well. A part of the South Prairie Elementary School roof in Grimes was torn off by high winds. There were no serious injuries reported. The National Weather Service said winds from the storms that raked the area Thursday reached up to 70 miles per hour. In the KJAN listening area, emergency management officials reported a 12-inch diameter tree limb was down by strong winds just after 3 p.m. Thursday in Adair. A storm spotter in Mills County, the town of Henderson, reported 3.5 inches of rain had fallen by 5:30 p.m. on Thursday. Law enforcement in Ringgold County reported a semi-tractor trailer was blown over on Highway 69 about 2 miles north of Tingley at around 4:15 p.m. And a ham radio operator near Redfield reported 6 to 12-inch diameter tree limbs had fallen in and near Redfield between 3:10 and 3:30 p.m. on Thursday, and there was significant crop damage in the area. I'll have more news right after this.
You're home most of the time just watching television, and you don't have any problems hearing the TV, so you don't need to have your hearing tested.
At family functions, everyone pretty much leaves you alone anyway, so you don't need a hearing evaluation.
At the doctor's office, your wife asks all the questions, and she'll help you get all the medications right once you get home. You don't need to hear everything the doctor says.
When everyone at coffee is laughing and having a good time telling jokes, it doesn't bother you. You just laugh along with them so they don't think you didn't get it. The fact that you missed the punchline is okay. You don't like dumb jokes anyway, and you definitely don't need to get your hearing evaluated.
During your last performance evaluation, you didn't get the raise you expected. Your boss says he's tired of repeating instructions, and if things don't improve, your job might be in jeopardy. Maybe it is time to get your hearing checked.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. If you're tired of missing out on quality time with your family, of missing the punchlines with your friends, and maybe even falling behind at work, there is hope. Take control of your life. Call today for a hearing evaluation. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
Officials at the two area school districts have announced their intentions to enter into whole grade sharing negotiations. The Walnut Community School District's Board of Education voted unanimously during their meeting on Monday, September 16th, to approve a resolution of intent to enter into a whole grade sharing agreement with the AHST Community School District in Avoca. On Wednesday, the AHST School Board approved a similar resolution. Currently, AHST and Walnut share all activities for grades 7 through 12, and they have a partial academic sharing agreement for grades 9 through 12. Walnut High School students currently take a portion of their classes at AHST. By law, there will be a public hearing 30 days prior to final approval of a whole grade sharing agreement. The agreement will need to be given final approval by both districts no later than February 1st of 2014. If approved, the agreement could take effect for the 2014-2015 school year. Persons with questions about the whole grade sharing process may direct them to the AHST and Walnut Community School District's shared superintendent, Jesse Ulrich, at 712-343-6364. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Thursday approved a 28E agreement for cooperative law enforcement services with the cities of Oneida and Griswold. The agreement means a deputy from Cass County will provide coverage to each respective community at a cost for both cities of $60,000 each. The hours each deputy will work remains the same in both communities. The board also approved an increase in the number of sheriff's deputies' positions from 7 to 8 in order to cover the county's commitment in providing law enforcement protection. The fiscal year 2014 budget will be amended later to fund the position through June 30th of 2014. Receipts from the cities will be used to fund the deputies' salaries and vehicle costs. In other business, the Board of Supervisors in Cass County yesterday received an update from Engineer Charles Marker with regard to various ongoing secondary road and bridge projects.
On our project of paving, we have completed the patching on M56 and also on G30. That would be the road from Friends up to the airport road, and G30 is the airport road where we had some blow-ups last year. So the full-depth patching is completed on those. The other project is the project that goes from Lewis over to Highway 71, that's G43. We are working on the milling right now on it. It should be completed in the next day or two. Those are the two projects which Henningsen has a contract on to actually do an asphalt overlay. These were preparations prior to him doing that. We don't have an exact date for him to start on it. However, our what's called a late start date, meaning that we charge working days whether he's on the job or not, has already been activated on both of those two projects. So they are supposed to be completed in one of them in 30 days and the other one in 40 days.
Marker also addressed complaints and comments he's received from residents in the county with regard to why more rock isn't being applied to the gravel roads, which are in need of work following the recent drastic changes in the weather. He said some of the calls he's received are from people wondering why their property tax dollars aren't getting things done sooner.
Well, we have 650 miles of rock road in Cass County. From property tax, we get $1,554,000 of local property tax dollars. Just for the rock at the quarry, we're paying $10.60 a ton. The minimum rate we would put on road is 300 ton to the mile. If you punch that out and use those numbers to do the miles of road we've got right now, I would need over $2 million to rock our roads every year with just local property tax dollars. That does not include us doing snow removal. That does not include salaries for the employees. That does not include the hauling or any of the other work we do, blading.
He said the county can only afford to put rock on the gravel roads once every 7 years, and he acknowledged that more needs to be done more often, but there's just not enough money.
That's not often enough. And that's why we're seeing what we're seeing is a gradual deterioration in our rock roads just from the fact that we can't put on enough rock. We don't have enough budget to do so, but we're doing the best we can. But I thought since those comments come in, that I pay my property taxes. Yeah, but look at where your property taxes are going and see how much money is being spent in other areas. When you look at the secondary roads, I'm lucky if I can rock your road every 3 years and really give you a minimum coating of rock on that.
Marker said his district road crew foreman are keeping an eye on the roads in their area and are working to repair and maintain the worst roads as they become problems as best as possible. Cass County Board of Supervisors on Thursday voted to approve a $5,000 contribution to the City of Lewis towards its effort to have a Freedom Rock painted. The board voted 4-1 in favor of the contribution, with Board Chair Mark Wiedemeyer voting against it. Wiedemeyer proposed having the county contribute $2,500, and he wanted to see more effort made by the City of Lewis to raise funds for the project before additional funding is granted. The county's contribution will come from the local option sales tax proceeds. Individuals representing the City of Lewis's Economic Development Group asked for the contribution after explaining the costs involved and what's been accomplished so far. Ray Bubba Sorensen and his family from Greenfield are traveling the state of Iowa to put paintings uniquely individual to each location on rocks acquired by various cities. Sorensen is, of course, famous for his Freedom Rock painting in northern Adair County, as well as for the many murals he's painted on buildings throughout the state. Matt Klein said they received a 15,000-pound boulder, which was donated for the project, and put in place in the northeast corner of the East Park in Lewis.
The total project we estimate to cost right around $8,000 for everything. We want to emphasize that this is a county rock. This is not a Lewis rock. It represents the whole county. I've spoken to the Board of Tourism. They're very excited about it. They think it will be an attraction. People will go to visit and hopefully bring some money with them to spend in various towns.
Klein said the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce has told him they've had inquiries about where the rock is located, even though it hasn't even been painted yet. The City of Lewis has made a down payment to Sorensen in the amount of $1,000. A concrete pad for the rock will be poured to support the 8-foot-tall, 4.5-foot-wide boulder. Klein said while the city is on a waiting list to have the rock painted, having the county's support behind the project could bump it up on the list in front of other counties who want the work done but have yet to find a boulder. Klein said a final design for the painting has not yet been selected by Sorensen, but he has the final say in what will best represent the county.
It's up to him. He will have a town hall before he paints and take input from the communities, what they'd like to see, but ultimately it's his decision.
No timetable has been established for when the rock will be painted, as fundraising efforts are in the planning stages, and there are several communities on the list who already are ready to have their rocks painted. Shelby, Adair, Adams, and Ringgold counties already have their rocks painted. Sorensen will be touring the state over the next few summers working on the commissioned projects. For more information about the locations and counties which have applied for a Freedom Rock painting, you can go to www.thefreedomrock.com/tour. Taking a look now at World News headlines, police in Chicago are searching for a gunman who opened fire on a park in the city's southwest side last night. 13 people were injured, including a 3-year-old. Family members say the boy is resting in a hospital after plastic surgery and is doing better, but the boy had been shot in the cheek, but a pastor said the toddler was talking when he arrived at the hospital. Investigators say they believe the shooting was gang-related. President Obama heads today to Kansas City, Missouri, where he will tour an auto plant and press his case that Congress mustn't jeopardize economic progress with threats of a government shutdown. At the same time, the House is scheduled to vote today on a stopgap funding bill that would defund Obama's health care overhaul. Senate Democrats say the bill will go nowhere once it passes the House, and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid calls it a waste of time. Obama and Congress are also locked in a tug of war over raising the nation's borrowing limit. And Target is planning to hire about 70,000 workers for the holiday season. That's down about 20% from a year ago, but the discounter says it's aiming to be more efficient in its hiring practices. The Minneapolis-based chain says also that permanent employees wanted to get the first dibs on working extra hours for the holiday season. And after a long, hot, dry stretch, large sections of Texas are under flood watches today, and forecasters are predicting rain through the weekend. Parts of the state are already getting soaked as cooler temperatures make their way into Texas. Some utilities there report more than 26,000 customers in North Texas have lost electricity amid the storms. Most of the power outages are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. News time is 8:11.
Listen carefully and think what your life would be like if you were constantly faced with
embarrassment, fatigue, irritability, tension and stress, anger, avoidance of social activities,
depression, negativism, danger to personal safety, reduced general health, loneliness,
social isolation. Impaired memory, less adaptability to learning new tasks, paranoia, reduced coping skills, and reduced overall psychological health.
So what is it? Heart disease, cancer, or some other serious illness? For many of these diseases, the prognosis may be terminal, but the symptoms you just heard are actually linked to hearing loss. And for that, there is hope, whether the loss is mild or profound. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. Hearing loss doesn't have to be a source of embarrassment or depression or any of the other symptoms you just heard. You can avoid many, if not all of them, by treating your hearing loss with hearing aids. Today's hearing aids offer technology that has given back what so many patients thought they'd lost for good. And it starts with an evaluation. Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
In the funeral announcements, Diane Wilson, age 54, of Atlantic, died last Friday at her home. Funeral services for Diane K. Wilson will be held today at 10:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Martin Marty Vogt, age 55, of Dexter, died last Friday. Graveside services for Marty Vogt will be today at 11 o'clock at the Dexter City Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Henry Hank Daggett, age 59, of Linden, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Hank Daggett will be today at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Francis Frank Michael Chabon, age 50, of Boulder, Colorado, died September the 10th. Memorial services for Frank Chabon will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Clifford Theodore Berry, age 91, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Clifford T. Berry will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.